Man, first, Mark, complete twist when we talked about Friday. Complete twist. It amazed me. But I see what has transpired. I pray that we all get to see the same thing. So let us go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. A few weeks ago, I covered verses 13 through, what would that be, 17 or 18? So tonight, we're going to take a huge chunk because we want to talk about the beginning of this part of this 2 Corinthians chapter 4, this subpart of a letter that the Apostle Paul has written to the Corinthian church. It's his second letter, by the way, that he has written to the Corinthian church. So if you all are at chapter 4 now of 2 Corinthians, let us go to the Word of God. It says, therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Verse 5 says this, for we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God, not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. In verse 10, we always carry around in our bodies the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body. So then the death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. Man, I've just been soaking in this so much that there's so much meat here. It's unbelievable. And I went to Mark earlier and I told him, I said, man, I don't know where I'm going to preach from, but this is a lot of stuff. And so we talk, and of course I had a direction that I thought God was taking me in. Come to find out, I still didn't have it on paper, and so he had a new direction to take me in. And so I want us to take a look at something real quick. And in verse 7, I guess I'm starting towards the end right now. It's in verse 7, we have this treasure in jars of clay that show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. And so, tonight we're going to talk about the treasure. Do you hear me? We're going to talk about the treasure. I mean, 2 weeks ago I told you that we are those fragile clay jars. So, in the Apostle Paul, he even describes how fragile we really are, because he talks about it. He says we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. We perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. Wow. Yeah, he pretty much sums it up for us. But this treasure, I want you to understand something. When we read from verse 1 down to verse 7, I don't know if y'all understand this or not. I don't know if you even noticed it or not. But he kind of really reveals to us in some little bitty pieces of this treasure that God has given us. Now, let me make it really simple. That treasure is Christ. That is the treasure. I'm gonna just, in little simple terms, that is the treasure. And so, when we look at it in that perspective, look at verse 1. Let's go backwards. He says, therefore, since through God's mercies we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced its secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. Well, that brings us even further back. Because you see, therefore means he was talking about something else from the beginning. And so, if you even went further back, in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 is really where the therefore comes from. And it's all started because it was all about, well, let's just look at it. Verse 7 in chapter 3, it says this. And you don't, I mean, you don't have to turn far, but you can if you can. It says, now if the ministry that brought death, which engraved in letters of stone, came with glory so that the Israelites could not look steadily in the face of Moses because of its glory, fading though it was, will not the ministry of the Spirit even will be even more glorious? If the ministry that condemns men is glorious, how much more glorious is the ministry that brings righteousness? Yeah, y'all realize what that ministry is, right? That ministry that the Apostle Paul is talking about here is the knowledge of God that comes from Christ. That's what he's talking about there. And so, that treasure, right here up at the beginning, in verse 1, he talks about not losing heart. Well, you see, it gives him courage to share the word of God, to share Christ, which is the treasure that we have been given. God had given him this ministry. But first, the Apostle Paul received a great gift. He received the Spirit of God. And so, the ministry that Apostle Paul was given was to share the gospel, the good news. The message was Christ. In his time, most of you in this room should know that wasn't an easy thing. Very much so. It was difficult being persecuted. He was beaten and whipped, and well, we went over that, and it's right here. It's in the pages. He talks about it. But he has this treasure, so it makes it difficult for him not to say anything. Scripture talks about here, it's this treasure, because we're in these such frail bodies, and in this treasure, we see it that it's supposed to be a light. As a matter of fact, it is a light. It says it in, where is it at? Verse 6, it says, for God who said, let light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. I jumped ahead a little bit, but we'll get back to that. So, this treasure that the Apostle Paul, that we have received, which is Jesus Christ. He doesn't lose heart. Why? Because he has to have courage, because he knows he can't keep it to himself. He even makes that kind of clear. There's a couple of things that I want to share with you about that. Here it is. It's on my next page of notes. That's why I couldn't see it. Because it burned at him to share the word of God, that he couldn't just keep this treasure to himself. So he had to share God's word. Now, a lot of people are going to tell you the scripture is generally for preachers, but I'll be honest with you. It's for the believer. We're all called to share the gospel. And so the apostle Paul, he preached the gospel humbly. You know, because the message had to be heard. But he also preached the gospel honestly. He preached it honestly. He didn't try to sugarcoat it for you. He didn't bash it over your head. He didn't force it down your throat. So here it is, two things already. He preached the gospel humbly. He preached the gospel honestly. He preached the gospel with integrity. And last but not least, he preached the gospel before God. It wasn't the fact that God had given him this treasure, and he's given us this treasure to keep to ourselves, not something that we put in a chest and we bury it. It's not that kind of treasure. This was a treasure that God intended to be shared, so that others could receive the treasure that the Apostle Paul had received. And so it's difficult if you don't share the gospel at all, because you're putting it in the chest and you're burying it, you're putting it away. But when you have a treasure like this that causes you to have the light of God to shine amongst yourself so that others can receive, because I want you to know that that's generally what this is about, because the Apostle Paul would preach in integrity for a reason, not only because he was serious about the word of God and that he was passionate about it, but that he wanted others to know that, and he not only just preached it, but he lived it. And so we've been given that treasure. Students, I want you to listen to me real quick here. We have been given a treasure that should not be buried and put away, but that we are able to share the love of God, the knowledge of Christ, so that others may receive the same treasure that we have been given. And we all know we've called it a gift, because it is the gift of salvation. Right? We've all called it that. There's no strange words to us, because that's what we've done that. But truly, it is a treasure to have the knowledge of Christ to be shared with so many others. The Apostle Paul, he reflects this on the way he preached the gospel. It wows me. It wowed me just looking at the scripture, trying to understand fully how the treasure was treated here, and it made me go back And so we've seen it here as the Apostle Paul, he talked of losing heart. And then he goes on further here in verses, I've already covered this, but also in verses 5 and 6 when he talks about, he says, for we do not preach for ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God who said light, for let light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. That treasure, we see it here being spoken of in verses 5. Again, this is another verse where they say this is generally towards pastors and preachers because of the fact that we don't preach about ourselves. But when we even share our story doesn't end with just us. I found myself giving my testimony to Miss Jennifer yesterday before we sat down to eat dinner. And I thought about this. And I had to correct myself and said, well, I didn't correct myself. I just said, wow. I said, that scripture makes a lot of sense. I said, because the whole time I was like, it's what Christ has done in my life, not what I have done, not what I have manufactured on my own, but what Christ has done in my life. And I even ended before we sat down and eaten. And I told her, you know what? I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for Christ. It's what God has been doing in me all this time. And I shared with her the difficulties that I've had in the last few months. And I even shared that with Ryan this morning. I said, you know what? I've learned something. I said, I can't always expect God to place me somewhere where I'm going to be comfortable. I said, because where I work, and most of you know where I work, the distance doesn't make it easy. It makes it difficult. And I'm missing a lot. But God has been really ministering to my heart as I go through this. There's a purpose behind it. And that's why this treasure is so important, because I work in a place where I just found out recently that everybody now at work knows that I'm a believer and that I am a young minister, is what they call me at work, a young minister, which I don't mind that. It's good. I like that. A young minister is what I'm called. And so because I've been sharing the gospel with a lot of guys at work. And I really have. Nobody's told me anything about it yet. The place I worked at before, that's what happened. And so that's what made this even more relevant to me. Because I have been given this treasure. This special treasure. You know, Mark can tell you I can go in a store and I can talk to anybody. I mean, just anybody. It doesn't matter. I'll strike a conversation and if you give me a moment, especially today, we're gonna talk about the gospel. We're gonna share the gospel. God gives us these opportunities. Why? Because he has placed his treasure in us. Yes, when salvation came your way, he made a deposit. He put his spirit in you. Do you know that when he gave you his spirit, he began to manifest something in you? And that is the knowledge of him. The knowledge of him. He expects us to be the light that shares this knowledge. Not just with ourselves, but with others. And Apostle Paul shared that with us in verses 5 and 6. But he goes on, after he gets, well, let's just bring us towards the end here. In verse 10, he says this. He says, we carry around in our bodies the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life, excuse me, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body. So then death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. We are always, as believers, since we have this wonderful treasure, and I don't know about you all, but it's like a stigma on me that because of the knowledge of God, because of what Jesus Christ done on the cross for me, that is always relevant in my life. That's a real thing. It's not something that I've read over. It's not something that somebody has presented to me from afar or from a near. But in fact, the death of Jesus Christ on the cross is so real to me. His resurrection is so real to me because it's life-changing and life-giving. That's what you need to think about. You see that treasure that we have received, that we have been given? If we think just a moment of the reality behind what Jesus Christ did on the cross for us, then you wouldn't realize that the treasure is grand. It is great. That's why it was so important for the Apostle Paul to share the Word of God. Couldn't hold it back. That's why it was so passionate to him. That's why he was so serious about it. That's why it didn't matter if he was persecuted. Didn't matter one bit. And I know Mark's like me. We love talking about the Word of God. We can sit and talk all day. It wouldn't matter. I like it when we go on a trip. Well, we haven't been on one in a while. But when we went on trips, that's what all we would do. All day. Man, we talk about Scripture. It would be great. I'm so passionate. I don't know if y'all noticed that or not, but I love the gospel. Because when I think about what God has shown me in Scripture, and I think about the reality of what Jesus Christ did on the cross, man, there is no way I can keep all this in. It's like pouring out of my pores. I'm sweating it. That's the treasure that we have been given. And when we look at the reality of the cross, it makes the treasure grand. So that when the light really is, when we think about the reality of the cross and what Jesus Christ done for us, you know, that light really does shine even more. And those others who around us, they get to see that. They get to see that light. You know, the Apostle Paul, how he said it here, he goes, we always carry around in our bodies the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our bodies. Isn't that what I just said? That is what I just said, huh? Isn't that not amazing? See how great that treasure, it's only mentioned one time right here. The treasure, see how important the treasure really is? See how grand the treasure really is? My goodness. I don't know what else to say, brother. I mean, when we look at it, you can close your Bibles. Because we're going to pray for a little bit. So when you look at it, and you think about it here for a moment, and I really want you to, and so, if you have been given this wonderful treasure, and Emily, I know you're a new young believer, so just take whatever you can understand out of all of this. You've been given this wonderful thing, this grand treasure that there are so many, so many that are around us have not received. And we look at the reality of what Jesus Christ did on the cross for us, and we put the treasure in a box and put it away. Man, we're burying Jesus all over again. So tonight we just want to get our hearts right. We want to have our hearts and our eyes fixed on Jesus. He paid the price for our sin. And because we responded to the great calling of God and salvation has come our way, He made a deposit in us. He gave us His Spirit. He gave us this treasure, the knowledge of Him. Tonight He shed a little bit more on us. And I know sometimes you may find it difficult to stand up and just be the light that God wants you to be. But just remember, even the scripture called it tonight, it says we're fragile clay jars. So as we go into prayer tonight, just pray what God's ministering to your heart on. That's all. Just whatever wherever He's ministering to you in your heart, just pour it out to Him. No matter what it is. So let's go before Him. Let's pray.